Good afternoon, I'm Sheila Brummer with Siouxland Public Media News. The Missouri River continues to rise and flood mostly rural land in Nebraska and Iowa, but Interstate 29 remains open near Omaha. Iowa DOT expects to close parts of the interstate at some point during this week's flooding. The river is expected to crest Friday morning near Omaha. The highway remained open this morning, although several on-ramps were closed in southwest Iowa. The lower Missouri River is flooding in Nebraska and Iowa this week because of exceptionally heavy rains last week in Montana, North and South Dakota, and Nebraska. Officials don't expect the floodwaters to cause significant damage to communities, but many levees remain damaged from severe flooding in the spring. Floodwaters broke through two levees Wednesday in a rural area northeast of Omaha. Iowa Governor Kim Reynolds has issued a disaster proclamation for four counties in the southwestern part of the state. She also says it's too early to know the total cost needed for flood recovery this year. An initial estimate released by the state this spring showed damage exceeded $1.6 billion. The community of Hornick received a grant of $27,000 to repair the local American Legion Hall. The grant was part of $1 million delivered yesterday by Missouri River Historical Development. MRD awarded a total of 17 grants to Siouxland groups and organizations, including $200,000 to the Foundation at Mercy One, $100,000 for a gym floor for Helan, and $50,000 to Morningside College for renovations to the UBS Auditorium. Iowa Congressman Steve King has announced that Taiwan plans to buy $3.6 billion worth of American corn, soybeans, wheat, and beef over the next 2 years. For Siouxland Public Media News, I'm Sheila Brummer. Listen for our next news update at 4:04, right before All Things Considered.